Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Chris, Godez, and Wes, it's the After Hours Podcast. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry, they'll make you wonder why they said that. We got a big guy, new guy, mom, and a pigeon guy, morning show on KS95. Sit back and relax, cause it's time for the After Hours Podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Des, this is going to be between you and I. I know you just stuffed your face right as the intro was playing, but do we even let these guys talk to each other at the beginning of the podcast today? Executive decisions being made right now.
I think we need a 2-minute pitch and pudge fight free zone.
Yeah, I love him and I hug today. We kiss. Good. I mean, I love him.
I will not pick on Pidge.
No venom.
Or start. I was not.
I'm just trying to make him be good and feel good.
I will not direct anything but positivity towards Devin Marshall moving forward in any podcast.
Okay.
Because
I'm going to grab the popcorn, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
She's eating my chips. It's just
you broke your tooth.
To
they're mine now.
No, give it back to me. I'll break a tooth for these chips and I'll cry. I think Pidge is great.
Thank you.
I just don't want to say anything confrontational to upset him, so I will not do that. And he is, I'll tell you, it seems like he might be in a little bit of a mood.
Yeah,
today.
let's talk about this. Hey, we're family.
Oh boy.
What's going on? Why is the hood up and the sunglasses on the indoors of a building?
I do this all the time. I don't know why.
But
I've
never seen this. Sitting up for the podcast.
Yeah, you are
hunched
over.
I do that all the time, too. I'm just relaxed and comfortable.
He went to bed at 7
But you're not at home. We're at work.
I know. But, all right, I will.
Thank you. See, it's... Sometimes it's
you watch
just...
Ken Barlow in that chair.
No.
Does Ken sit like that? Sorry, Des.
No, he doesn't. He sits like a man.
All right,
you,
I'm sitting like a man.
I mean, they say dress for success.
Who here dresses for success?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You actually look the most... Hey, I'm in real jeans today. Real pants.
Yeah.
And tennies. And a sweatshirt.
Not. I'm great. I guess I didn't look like I was.
You did, bud.
So,
that's all right. Okay, here we go. Podcast.
We're podcasting here.
Podcast.
And I never thought the end of me here this quick would happen because I don't like French fries. I thought there'd be plenty of things that would happen that they're like, you know, you're not cut out for radio anymore. You're too old, past your prime.
Yeah.
You're
a has-been. You got our emails?
You're a has-been. Somebody called me a has-been before I even started on social media.
Oh.
Well, way to go, Kiss 95. Way to hire another has-been.
I laughed out loud. For that, okay?
Well,
you gotta use a different code name. You can't be like Pidge from KS95.
Pidge Nation. It was Pidge from KS94.
But I never thought people would get this mad about me saying I don't like McDonald's French fries, and it makes me a serial killer.
It does.
The fact that you said you'd rather go to Burger King for fries and then McDonald's for a burger is so opposite of, I think, normal people.
That's what upset people, is because McDonald's is always talked about as the best fry.
Yeah.
Nobody's. You can have your own opinion. But it was because you went so hard. That'd be like, you know what? I don't like their burgers. I'm going to get White Castles. White Castles are great in a pinch, but nobody's like, dude, that's the best fast food burger of all time.
No, that's at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're ham boned.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, McDonald's and Burger King are always near each other.
They are?
Yeah, the competitions, like Walmart and Target, are always like a block from each other. So I'm just saying that if out of proximity, it'd be easiest to just go to Burger King and I would choose those fries over the McDonald's ones.
Out of proximity, it would be easier to not eat fries.
True. I know. I'm just saying if I had to choose a French fry between the two, we talked about it off the air.
Curly
fries at Arby's all day.
All day.
They're good. I'm sorry. There is nothing better in fast food French fry land than McDonald's.
No.
They are perfect. They are only when they're hot and crispy and perfectly salted.
Okay.
Every other fry can take a back seat.
And also, a friend of mine is a forensic detective. Jeez. Yes. I have friends that have really cool jobs, not like this. And he found McDonald's French fries behind a wall. And this is like a year ago that were from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
They weren't at all moldy.
I know. We've all seen the videos. We know. We don't care.
We know. Why are you trying to come with like, oh my God.
That wouldn't happen at Burger King.
You don't know. No one's ever tried the experiment. Let's try it.
No, but
they're not even big enough to get an entire show about them. That's the thing. It's like somebody, they're actually putting fries out behind walls to try to get it done. They're like, please, come on. Oh, look, there are fries, right?
Ours get moldy.
I mean, they're the ones who, like anybody else, creates a burger, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we also have the Burger Mac. It's to have it. It's a bite of it. It's the new one. It's the King Crown Whopper. Like, they're good. Everybody loves them, but like, you can't compete with that fry.
I guess I don't know what's going on besides Taco Bell and McDonald's. I don't think I've been to any sort of fast food or Culver's or Five Guys or something, but I haven't been to a fast food restaurant and even sampled these fries in years.
Me either.
Dez, this is a little known fact, but there's nothing Dez enjoys more than Five Guys in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. I do. Five Guys. Mm.
Sometimes
all
she's like, that's how I'm going to start.
Meat, I won't. All the sauce.
A Monday can't start right without Five Guys in your mouth.
Well, no, I don't. Well, it's not daytime. No. I like it more of a nighttime.
Oh, you wait till night to get Five Guys in your mouth. Okay.
Well, yeah, don't you?
I'll day, night, morning, breakfast. I don't care. Get Five Guys in my mouth.
Their fries are real good.
Mm-hmm. They are. I'm choking on a chip, and I'm dying over here.
Please don't
because
die.
Dez made a joke.
Okay, well, we are on the food topic, so people love it so much. Let's stay with it. We're going to have a couple things in studio next week.
Okay.
We're going to have prison nachos. You're going to bring those in, Pidge. You didn't know this yet, but you're going to bring in prison nachos.
Okay.
Because this started because your nephew says he hates things that he's never tried, like prison nachos?
Well, it's anything. So, like, going back to Arby's, he would sit there and he'd be like, oh, roast beef. Oh, I don't want to go to Arby's. Oh, I don't want to go to Arby's. I go, well, have you tried it? And he goes, no, it just doesn't look great, the roast beef. I go,
it looks so good.
So you haven't tried the roast beef? He goes, never. I'm like, you can't say
he's like... Just roast beef in general.
Roast beef in general. Yeah, Pidge was there for it. Yeah. He just was like, oh, God, I can't. I'm like, you're saying you don't like Arby's, but you've never eaten Arby's. And he's like, yeah, yeah. But
he like just knows.
He had such a hard press, like, I'm not eating that. No way.
What if you baby stepped him and went to Portillo's first and got what they call the loose beef sandwich or whatever? It's basically the same thing, but use higher quality.
Let's talk about the loose beef. How loose is it?
So I'm excited I've seen since you've had Five Guys.
But that's what they call it in Chicago is loose beef instead of like shredded beef or whatever.
What does loose beef mean?
I guess I don't know.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
Because they call it. Really because have you ever made your own roast beef for sandwiches? You take a roast and you just basically slice it and then you make little chunks of it. It's just loose.
It just kind of all falls apart.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
God, you imagine if they started that with like hot dogs or like pig snout? You want a pig snout dog?
Well, they say pig belly, although there are pork belly, which I think is a disgusting term, too.
But it's what it is.
Right.
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That's good.
All right. While we're on the food thing, what is not good, and Crisco's going to bring in, he's bringing in Braunschweiger and eating sandwiches in the studio, too.
No!
Oh, it's going to be great. And I'm going to put onions on it, and I'm going to put Miracle Whip on it.
Wait,
it's
Miracle Whip it up, mayo?
And cheese.
Wait a minute. We have to try it?
Oh, yeah.
What's Braunschweiger? Yeah.
Well, then I'm bringing in my gross thing that you guy I'm going to make you eat.
It's I think it's called Braunschweiger.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It is.
So
it's like liver.
It's Weiger, not Lager. Paste. And you slice it into like little circles and put it on a sandwich.
No.
And it morphs into it. You put American cheese slice on it and a little cheese or a little onion, mayo, or Miracle Whip, and you're good to go.
We're going
to
try them. But that being said, is that the same thing as liverwurst?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Do you like liverwurst?
No, I don't like either, but I just wanted to make sure it was the same item.
Is it the same thing as like pate? Is it all like the same? Oh, shoot. I like pate.
But it's liver pate.
I'm telling you.
What
you
is
are
yours? This
it.
Is cow liver?
No, it's just, I don't know what it
pig
is.
Liver.
It's
pig
we
liver.
We actually don't even know
it
what
might
you're
be
eating.
Like human liver. I don't know.
Would you like me to Google it while we're talking?
Yes, please. If anybody has a way to get chip out of your throat, please tell me because I'm dying.
Oh, you scratched it.
No, I didn't. It's like I could feel it like moving. No. I'm going to die, guys. This is it. Best of luck.
No, you're not.
Braunschweiger. Originally from Germany. Braunschweiger, you say?
I think it's Braunschweiger. Okay, I don't know why you keep saying Braunschweiger.
Because that's what my dad said. It. So like... growing up, my dad ate it all the time. He's like, it's Braunschweiger. I don't know. Braunschweiger is a type of sausage made from ground pork livers along with other pork scraps, then blended with various seasonings.
Slower.
Okay. Ground pork livers along with other pork scraps, then blended with various seasonings.
Blended.
And ground into a smooth texture. Then stuffed into a casing that typically is smoked.
Who doesn't love smoked casings?
Who doesn't love smoked liver?
I feel like
you want to see a picture of a pidge? No,
I don't my think
father you gotta eat it. You might as well see it.
I don't have to eat it.
You do.
Yeah, no. You do. We all have to.
Yuck!
My father-in-law always has that in the fridge. Oh. He loves it.
Ugh.
Huh? Yucky, yucky, yuckers.
Huh? Look at that.
I love that half this podcast is me going.
Yeah.
Worst. Huh? I'm sorry. Keep talking here.
Are you gonna try it though? Just a little.
No, because I'll be in there working.
No,
we'll you
stop
guys
you
do
working.
It.
Okay. The main difference between Braunschweiger and liver sausage.
I think it's braun. I'm not trying
oh
to be
that guy. Oh my God, can you
keep
just.
Calling it
but
brown.
Who cares?
But he keeps calling it, it's like, oh, brown.
Braunschweiger.
Thank you.
I think it's just how I say brown. Brown.
He's like super cool. He says brown.
Braunschweiger is a style of liver sausage made from only pork livers. Offal? O-F-F-A-L?
It sounds awful.
I think they just said awful.
Ooh, awful.
And scraps that originated in the German city of.
Awful.
Awful.
It's because of where it's from.
Got it.
It's basically
it's
liver.
It's delicious.
Worst. It's a variety of meats like pork, beef, and chicken.
Hey.
Okay, so we're going to eat your disgusting favorite thing.
Yep.
And then are we going to eat his disgusting favorite thing?
No, my things are delicious. No, what's your disgusting
thing? I do have a thing that I got introduced to a long, long, long time ago. And this, I'm going to tell you something. It's the one and only time.
Cheese. We'll handle it.
No, the one and only time that I think Miracle Whip makes something better. So this is a Wonder Bread sandwich with peanut butter. I know I have you there, Wes. Mm-hmm. And then there's some form of salami. And then there's Miracle Whip. And then you smush that bad boy together and you eat it.
I may like the Braunschweiger better.
See, outside of the salami, I'd be all about it because I've eaten a peanut butter mayonnaise sandwich before because they're basically the same thing. If you look at the ingredients in mayonnaise and peanut butter, they're just oil. Like the peanut is the only thing that makes it different for peanut butter. If you really look at what the ingredients are, they're not far off. I've had it and it makes it more of a zesty peanut butter sandwich.
So then we're going straight regular mayo, not
No, Miracle Whip is Satan.
Well, I know it is, but that's the only the person.
You like it, it's weird.
Satan? He does. The person
Satan in a jar.
Okay, I think you're Satan in a jar. That didn't feel good, did it? No, it did.
All right, so we're going to eat gross things. Yeah. Okay.
What's the gross thing you're going to bring? Hard-boiled eggs? Because it's all you ever
do you
eat
like?
In the
do you guys all like deviled eggs?
Oh,
I
yuck.
Love them.
Just, no, shut up.
I mean, ew, sick.
Oh, God, yuck.
You know what else we hate? Filet mignon. It's okay. So sick.
Lobster and pizza, yuck.
Okay, but hold on. I asked about the deviled eggs because now I take the deviled egg and I throw the yolk away and I put peanut butter dollops in there.
Okay, you're disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
You're sick.
Egg white with peanut butter in there?
Did you just give me crap for my brown sugar? Right?
Why is that crap? It tastes so good.
I'm done with this
podcast. Peanut butter and an egg without the yolk.
Yes.
He just likes a nice legume paste.
That's a bean.
That's a bean. That's a bean.
It's not a newt.
No, a legume is a peanut.
No, it's not.
No, I don't believe it is. You're
making me Google. It's a bean. I promise you that, my little buddy. Promise.
Okay, we need to look it up.
It's
a bean. A legume.
I mean, there could be a bean paste.
I thought a peanut.
A peanut butter.
I thought a peanut was a legume.
Nope. Nope. I don't believe so. I believe it's a bean.
A legume.
A legume.
I mean, maybe it's in there. I thought it was all beans.
Hold on. It says a seed, a pod, or any other part of the leguminous plant. I don't know if I'm saying that one right. Probably not. Brian Schwaggy.
Oh my God.
But it's a member of the pea family, but I'll put in is a peanut.
A pea?
it's a pea family, so you just put it in the peanut?
Is a peanut a
No,
legume?
Because it says, the other part said, yes, he's right, peanuts are legumes.
Okay, well, then
Holy
I'm today
crap.
Years old.
Look at that.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Peanut is a legume. Mr. Peanut's legume.
You know what? That was very smart of you, and I'm sorry I fought it so hard. I should never question the pidge.
It's okay. Well, you should question me all the time. I question myself, okay. Which is the right thing to do. But yeah, I just... I don't know. I don't know why I knew that, but it's, well, people always think a peanut is a nut.
It and is a nut.
No, it's but a it's legume. A legume.
But it's a nut as well. It's called a peanut.
But it's a legume, not a nut.
Do you know that a tomato is technically a fruit?
So it's a cucumber, isn't it?
That's what I was going to just gonna
is
ask.
Is it because of the seeds?
Yeah. Yeah. And a tree versus a bush or a vine.
God dang. We are a smart bunch.
Our grows in the ground. Vegetables grow on the ground where like a...
A potato grows in the dirt.
Oh, no.
Doesn't a watermelon grow from the ground?
Yeah, because they're dirty.
On the ground. But like, if you think about it, tomatoes up on the bush. So right. That's technically a tree.
Well,
so that's
what makes it a fruit. Okay.
A blueberry tomato. Is a berry.
Or is
it's
it?
A fruit.
Or did you it? Know that a banana is closer to a strawberry than it is an apple? A banana's a berry. Did you guys know that?
I didn't, but I didn't also know we were on Care 11's The More You Know. We fought for 8 minutes in the podcast yesterday, and today we've been trying to figure out random facts.
Do you guys want to know the vegetables you should never grow in a garden next to each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because one takes over the other a lot.
Okay, yeah. Talk
Chris,
for a moment.
Your calendar
talk
out.
For a moment.
Pretty sure cilantro takes over.
It is.
Makes
I,
sense.
I knew with like tomatoes and cucumbers, you don't want to grow them together.
And impatient.
Tomatoes and cucumbers.
Like, is I'm kidding with this bit.
Jeez. All right. Here's some things not to garden together.
Guys, I'm thinking about starting a garden. So this is actually really great. Thank you for teaching us this, Wes.
Peas do not like too much water.
No, I don't like peas.
Potatoes cannot be grown in the same garden area as tomatoes.
Okay.
Potatoes also do not like cucumbers. Potatoes and cabbage are friends, so you can grow them right next to each other.
Where do chips grow?
In Crisco's belly. Do not plant beans with onions or beets.
Beans with onions or beets. Okay.
Beans love carrots. They grow well together. Beets also love onion, cabbage, and potatoes. Grow them right
next to each other. Those seem like the same things. Yep. Yeah.
Tomatoes love carrots and peas. Cabbage does not like radishes. Carrots and onions do well together. And finally, marigolds can help repel insects for your garden, so always have marigolds around your garden.
Wow, that's
beautiful.
That's great.
Riveting stuff, wasn't it?
I think I only want tomatoes and jalapenos.
What about potatoes?
But your tomatoes, if you put them too close, your tomatoes will get spicy because of the jalapenos.
I think we lost
Did you know that?
After hours part of the
No, I think
podcast.
People are probably actually into this.
No, honestly, I've grown peppers next to tomatoes, and your tomatoes will turn spicy if they're too close to the jalapeno.
Oh, I love a spicy tomato. I mean, I've never had it, but that sounds great. Some people, that was my name. That was my name in high school, spicy tomato.
Because you were just always red and...
plump and juicy.
What do you, what did the...
Oh, God.
Did you, what did the...
You
what
were
the,
plump and juicy for everybody.
So there was a dad tomato and a baby tomato walking along, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dad tomato noticed that the baby tomato was falling behind.
Right.
And he went back and he stomped on him and he said, ketchup.
Yeah. He killed his kid.
Well, you have to.
Name the movie. Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction.
Oh, you're right. Thank you.
Never saw Pulp Fiction.
You're stupid.
Dude.
Not wrong. Not wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do fruits and vegetables get along? Fruits?
No.
No, they don't. So you just don't grow them next to each other.
You don't want to put them right next to each other.
No, I was worried about choking on this chip, and now I'm actually okay with it.
I would say what?
Take me, Jesus.
All right, fine, you big baby.
Crisco doesn't eat fruits or vegetables, so.
I don't know where they are.
Crisco, Dez, and Wes, the After Hours podcast.
After Hours.
You know, something Crisco and I do know a lot about, it's not fruits, plungers. Vegetable.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about plungers.
Well, I mean, I was going to say Apollo, but Apollo knows plumbing.
They
and they've
do.
Taken care of your plumbing a time or two, huh?
Oh, they have. They have had to get in there with a few snakes.
Plum away, plumbers.
Plum away. They've had to get to the bottom.
I have a client coming in, and I think I should speed.
Well, guess what? They can't help you with that, but they can help you with the snake problem when you get a little too much in the, But they can also help out with your home comfort system as well in case you're not clogging the drains.
That's true. So, you know what? When it gets hot outside, it's so important to keep your family nice, cool, and comfortable, and you need to make an appointment. I'd suggest doing it every year to make your home comfort system last, but have Apollo, the pros, they're all amazing. Have them come in and give your air conditioner a tune-up. They'll do it for $59 right now, or if it's time for a whole new comfort system, if it's time to replace, Apollo is the place. We joke, but seriously, we love Apollo. We love working with their entire team. They're local, they're family owned. Go to callapollo.com.